You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl and Brie. If you missed some of the interviews today, we had the press conference, the entire press conference of the new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, alongside, of course, the head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine. Then Mike Pettine came in studio with us at 2 p.m., and then we just had Dane Brugler, CBSSports.com NFL insider, NFL expert on the draft, live with us from the Senior Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama. Matt, lot to get to here, big show. I'll tell you what, one thing that really came away that I've taken away from today is that Mike Pettine is fired up about this hire. I mean, he was beaming, talking about getting to be involved in the offense. I think you heard him say the words, you know, I get to do things my way, which is good. He wants to get involved, and he's got a guy that he's eager to work with there. And listen, when you're a head coach in the NFL, you're going to go down. If the team struggles, you're going down. So you may as well go down or go up swinging. And I think that's what Mike Pettine's doing now. He said Kyle wanted to go. Okay. We saw it as an opportunity to kind of, and it said it rejuvenated him. And you saw him beaming, talking about, you know, being involved with the offense and really becoming a head coach.
It does. And I think it's reconvening with a friend, you know, and in some cases, I'm sure they picked up right where they left off. And so it's a great thing as opposed to, you know, building a relationship with essentially a stranger. Yes, you are both coaches, and so on and so forth, but and you get over those egos very quickly, and you're a part of something bigger than you, which is this football team. But it's something about Mike Pettine wanting to create something here and bringing all the people that he wants to enjoy it with along with him. So that just goes to show the confidence that he has, the culture has changed, and also, too, his confidence in the fact that he has control here, which there's been so much turnover that a coach has never been able to garner any control. And in doing that, it's, you know, in proving that, I'll say, it was winning, you know, winning football games, winning more than they had won in a long time. And being in that conversation, everybody, you know, even though they didn't finish the football season anybody would have liked, I'm sure he's the first and foremost, the one who's probably most unhappy about it. But he's intrigued about some of those things, and you could see his wheels turning about all the things that he wants to do to create that perfect storm here in Cleveland.
No question about it. Gibbs, what did you think today from DeFilippo and, of course, the head coach, Mike Pettine?
I love DeFilippo right off the bat when he's like, not sure if the quarterback's in the building right now. You know, I think, you know, and not for the reasons where everybody's like, whoa, it's Johnny, what's going on? You know, create lots of buzz and create lots of drama, but maybe that's a shot to Johnny. Now, I hope you're enjoying your off season because right now it's up for grabs. And I think there's a lot of things that are going to happen here over the next 4 or 5 months, free agency and the draft that are really, I mean, for this team to take that next step and make a playoff run, like the next 4 months are going to be huge. And I like him. He seems like a nice guy. He's energetic. He's really into it and said all the right things. You know, now you got to go out and prove it. But, you know, I think it's a good hire and maybe one that at the end of Mike Pettine's coaching career when he hangs him up and he's critiquing his kids one day, that he says, maybe I should have gone with him first over Shanahan.
You're right. And you know what, Gibbs? What I loved about when we had Coach Pettine in studio was him talking about the right people and competition. You know, and in this business, the best football teams that win every year, the New England Patriots, you know, veterans cannot get comfortable. You know, everything is earned. And I think that's the culture he's trying to create here.
It's impressive. He said, again, he said all the right things. And that's a good thing because Mike Pettine said all the right things last year. And, you know, I know we didn't end the season the way we wanted to, but we had 7 wins. And when you take a look at it, we went from a 4-win team to a 7-win team. And that's improvement, even if the season ended the way it did. And, you know, now you got to take that next step. Now you got to become a 9, 10, maybe even 11-win team this year. And, you know, you have to improve. The schedule's brutal, as we've seen, but, you know, you play who's on your schedule. And I like what DeFilippo had to say about the offense. He knows he's got some pieces and parts to work with. It's about filling in those gaps.
No question about it, Gibbs. It is Mailbag Thursday here since we didn't get to it yesterday. Anything in the mailbag for us to dip into here today?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, comments about DeFilippo. Jeremy Haymeyer says, sounds confident and energetic, but it's a moot point if we don't get their QB right. Bruce Maddock tweets at us, at Browns_daily, like hearing that DeFilippo is going to build a system around the team's strengths. Stay flexible and find a way to get it done. AD in Strongsville tweets at the show, I like the fact that he's hungry to prove. Seems flexible, not tied to Johnny, it seems. I like him. So a couple tweets coming in. Dave in Lakewood tweets at the show, will the Browns sign a veteran running back in the offseason?
It's interesting. Mike Patton kind of addressed that in our interview, saying that it can be a tough thing to do because you're getting somebody with a lot of tread on their tires. I don't know. I think if Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell come back here and have looked like they have gone out and made some improvements this offseason, I don't know that they'll bring in another guy. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think a veteran. And we even heard Coach Patton say that, you know, through the draft to add more youth, you know, it might not be ideal to add more youth to a young room already, but I think it aids in competition and pushes the young players, as we saw Crowell push West, and West and Crowell both pushed Ben Tate essentially out of this organization.
Yes, they certainly did, because they were talented, and those guys have an opportunity to come back and be huge parts of this Cleveland Browns offense. If you missed this show, you missed a lot, I'd recommend going to the Browns app, downloading in the Apple or Android stores. You can get Cleveland Browns Daily broken up every single day, or going to clevelandbrowns.com and getting it to hear the John DeFilippo press conference in its entirety, to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, live in studio, and also CBS draft guru Dane Brugler was with us as well today on a loaded show. So for our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs, and of course, Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.